With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're jumping back into this discussion we've been having here for a sec. And just to catch everybody up, a good friend of mine, I've known this kid, God, 28, 29 years. We grew up together, neighborhood, been through thick and thin. Mm-hmm. He got engaged well over Christmas break and ended up on a text chain with he and four other guys who we all grew up with.
Yeah.
We all ran together, and we ran together hard back in the day. Bad news. I've grown up.
Yep.
Guy getting married grown up. Four other guys have not. They're disasters. Complete disasters. I love them. I can't go near them.
Okay.
They want to go to Vegas for the bachelor party when everything opens up again. And the question is, if I go, I know I'm going to end up in handcuffs. It's going to happen. It's not a question. Mm. But I've known this kid forever. He's done so much for me. Unbelievably loyal. I don't know what to do.
You got to wuss out.
So you wouldn't go?
Wuss out.
Oh, so you would go then?
No, I would wuss out. Yeah, here's what's going to happen. Because of how y'all walk around with that West Side chip on your shoulder, they're going to think you think you're better than they are. You're highfalutin' now, living out there in Henry.
Oh, yeah, me, the millionaire.
Shopping up on down Jefferson Road, the Rodeo Drive of Henrietta.
See, you don't understand loyalty.
We have lobster for breakfast. Lobster.
You don't understand loyalty because you cut friends out when things, like when they look, when they get a new haircut you don't like, you're gone, done.
Loyalty will take you down faster than hanging a rock around your neck.
You're going to die alone because of
everybody
that.
Everybody dies alone, but before then, don't be a sucker.
Sucker!
Loyalty doesn't mean crap.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
And everybody has a loyalty to a point, and then they will run away like thieves.
I'm telling you, the reason
then
why
you're not loyal.
That's an idiot. The only one, if you're on fire and that guy's still standing there, he's an idiot.
The reason why I feel like I have to go is because of what this kid has done, because of the loyalty.
If you weren't as close to the groom, if this was just like a fringe buddy, you could easily pass on this trip. You don't know that guy anything. But because, like you said, it's such a close friend who wants, and you want this to happen for him. You want it to be a good time.
What about the commitment you made to your marriage?
But I'm not.
But he's saying. But we're saying is your wife. This doesn't have anything to do with your wife.
No,
it all has everything to do. All roads lead to your wife. Know that. She Rome and you idiot.
Okay. So I had asked earlier, you know, I said I thought I grew out of this. I didn't think that I would have friends in their 30s who
were
still
better than they are.
Complete disasters. Yeah, I'm safe saying that.
Social better.
I am safe saying that. I will say that out loud. And if they heard me, they would understand. Mm. But I'm curious, are there any other grown people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s that are still dealing with this? Like the friends that never grow up. They're still a disaster and you are scared when there is alcohol or whatever around them and you're there. Like,
think those guys will be like that forever.
Why? Well, I don't know.
If you're 30, if you're 40, 50, and you're still jacking around like a fool,
you're never going to change. I know people who have kids and they're that age and they haven't grown out of it.
But how many of those people
maybe
exist?
Maybe they reined it in a tiny, tiny bit, but if you give them alcohol, they still turn into the same person.
All right, folks have been waiting patiently. 222-6000. Let's talk to Mac. He's on CMF. Hey, Mac, how you been, buddy?
Oh, my God. Duffy. Dude, seriously?
What?
I thought you said you grew up. Look, man, sack up. You tell your buddy, hey, listen, man, I'm going to go. I love you. I'm going to support you. And we're going to do this. However, these other idiots, they start popping off. We're walking. These guys can get arrested on their own. Or you just have some damn self-control. What the hell is wrong with you?
If I had self-control, this wouldn't be an issue.
Well, then you're not a man then. What the hell is wrong with you? Oh, I can't go out with my friends because I'm a little bitch-ass bitch with no self-control. What the hell is wrong with you? You know what? All the crap that you give Tommy for being a little bitch-ass bitch, but let me tell you something.
I get involved.
Tommy is unapologetically Tommy. He comes out, he says, look, I'm Tommy, I like jazz, I like to drink whiskey, and I like to dress like a Paul Lynde's twin sister. But
why couldn't I just be Paul Lynde, man? Kimmy doesn't know who she is.
Because you're small.
All right.
Because you're small.
All right.
But I'm just saying, it's just, you know, Tommy is who he is. He doesn't say, you know, oh, I'm going to do this. But I have no
Yeah, but Tommy doesn't do anything for anybody.
No, he's talking about more the self-control. Okay. Look, I get what you're saying, Mac, I appreciate the call.
Dude,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Dude, I love you to death, man, but God damn it, be a man. Step up and say, look, man, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to jail for you. Whatever. I mean, I love my boys, but I'm not going to jail for them.
Yeah, he knows some boys,
I
bro.
Will stand up for them, and I will
he knows some guys.
At the judge and say, no, officer, no, Your Honor, there really are good guys. I'm not going to jail for them.
All right, Mac, thanks for the call, buddy. Good to talk to you.
All right, bro. All right,
I would like to address what Mac just said. So, because, you know, look, there is an interesting side-by-side. You're right when he compares you to me.
Or Poland's twin sister.
You are unapologetically you. Mm. You have flaws that you don't care about, and you say...
Well, how am I going to fix them?
No, I'm not trying to criticize you. I'm saying you are a take me for me, and that's it. I am not that kind of person. I understand that, especially with alcohol, right, that I have an issue.
Yeah.
And it's a major issue. And I have done my damnedest over the last 10 years to get that under control.
Hey, you've reined it in. God bless you.
I think I have.
Yeah.
I am also aware that when I am put in certain situations, and I know there are other men and women that have the same thing, right? Like, I can have one, and I'm good. I can have two, and I'm probably okay. Once that third one shows up, it's a goddamn
party. And the
third
one's going to show up.
That's just it.
So you're kind of saying...
And third is always screaming for a fourth.
So you're kind of saying now... it's not maybe just those other guys you don't trust. You might not trust yourself in this situation.
Yes, I said that up front. I know that, like, once the party starts and I'm there and we're drinking and we're having a good time and we're whooping it up, it's going to be an issue.
You also had another issue that you can't avoid just because of life is that you're the oldest sibling in your family. So you are always going to have big brother complex where you think, like, you've got to protect everybody else. Like, you had to protect your brother. You had to protect your sister.
I
right?
protect my brother, but sister, sure.
Yeah, you know, so, by the way, great job on all that. So you're always going to fall into that big brother role. It's just genetic, man. It's just how it happened. It's just how you fell out of your mother.
Well, it's genetic, but it's also literally just where he is in life with having, you know, wife and kids. You're the adult in the room when it comes to all those guys, right? I mean, you have more to lose than those dudes.
Would you go, Kimmy?
If it was a really good friend of mine getting married and they've been there for me, I feel like I would be obligated to go.
But girls party differently anyway.
But they'll
get together and just hurt each other's feelings.
But you still...
Not like you know, and our friends. You're the biggest, cattiest bitch I know.
Well, I'm Poland's twin sister.
I've been to bachelorette parties. Like, there's
always they got arrested?
No, but where you feel like you have to look after somebody because they're going to hurt themselves or somebody else. Right. That's
you're a bitch. I love you. I love you, but you're a bitch. I love you, bitch.
No, I think it happens with everybody, not just dudes. But we do have a tweet because you get Mac. You get guys like Mac that, you know, are on one end of the spectrum, like, grow up. You don't have to do this. Then there's guys like John. Oh, my name's Pat Duffy. I can't have fun anymore because I traded being funny for salads and kettlebells because I'm a non-fun having
you
little
did,
bitch.
Man. You changed,
bitch.
Man.
I love
you
all
changed.
These guys. I love all these guys calling and tweeting. Ooh, go have fun. Go have fun. You changed, man. You know what you do. Let me see you at 20. And let me see you now, because I bet you don't fit into that T-shirt from back in the day. And I bet if you went out and whooped it up like you're telling me I should, your wife or your girlfriend would own your ass for a year when you got back. Like, it's so easy to tell me I'm a bitch.
Well, that is easy.
Shut up. At least you're honest.
Yeah.
226,000. Bachelor party in Vegas with people I should not be going with. It's going to be a disaster, but it's my buddy getting married who I've known for almost 30 years. We've been through a lot. I don't know what to do. Rammer's on CMF. Hey, Rammer. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Hang on while I finish climbing up on my high horse here.
Don't fall off.
Wait, you know, I mean, in reality, you should just replay Max audio. I mean, that's basically what I was going to say. Okay. But I'll give you some advice. This is what I told my teenage son when he started drinking. The measure of every man is his ability to maintain his composure. So you choose what you want to be, a man or a child. I think you got to go, but I think as the adult in the room, you got to pull these guys aside and say, look, this is not about us. This is about him. And our job
that always
is
works.
A good speech
before a bachelor party usually works.
You know, listen, I've managed, if you want to call it that, many bachelor parties, and 9 out of 10 times it works. You know, you got to call those guys out. You can't be acting like frat boys just because you're in Vegas. And, you know, if you're afraid of what your wife is going to say, if you get in handcuffs, then you might not want to go. But if you got to go, step up.
That's
be the man. Now, in all fairness, I did find my son butt-ass naked asleep in the yard one morning after he was having a good time. Yeah. So
sounds like that speech worked out great, River.
Hey, at least he made it home.
I mean, yeah,
that was after choir practice.
He had enough composure to make sure he was in his own yard, unlike you West Side boys that ended up in everybody else's
okay.
yard. You know?
All right, Rammer, thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I love that advice. Hey, if you think you can handle it, go. If not, you still got to go, but look out. Shut up. God damn it.
That's what I told my naked son in the front yard.
How are guys so bad at advice?
They are. Like, that's why bachelor parties are so bad. It's a party set up by guys for guys.
This is, okay, like everything we have, every problem, whether it's you or me or Kimmy, and we bring it to the air and we talk about it, the advice is always terrible. Like, at least personally, I've never walked away from a story we've done where I've been like, wow, that made sense. And I'm starting to realize why every guy is a worse version of their own father.
Yeah.
Because we can't give advice to other people. No. We can't look our kids in the face and go, this is what you should do. Because halfway through the speech, you go, but, you know.
One time.
Put ass naked in the yard.
And there's another thing is, man, y'all getting too old for this, too. There's another thing. It's like you start aging out of these bachelor parties where now it looks kind of sad.
Is it the age or the place in life? I don't think 34 is too old to go out far.
But you're getting close, man, because by 35, 40.
I don't know.
When I see guys having bachelor parties, we knew a guy had a bachelor party, and he was my age. And first time getting married.
Yeah.
It was just sad.
But here's why I've also seen the bachelor party get bigger the older you get.
Well, you got more
bank. That guy, the guy that's getting married, he had to go suffer through all your bachelor parties.
Yeah.
So now it's like, y'all owe me. You guys all have to come. I'm turning 40. I don't care. We're going to Vegas. We're going to spend all of our money, and I'm going to party my ass off.
All right, we'll take one more before we move on. 222-6000. Aaron, I'm up against it, buddy. What do you got for us?
Hey, morning, brother. How's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
Good. So I got a little advice for you. Other than the going to jail part, okay, you got to do that yourself. But everything else is, this is the advice. If you don't remember it, it didn't happen.
See, what did I just say? What did I just say?
If you remember it, you weren't there, man.
Man.
It's not Woodstock.
If you don't remember it, it didn't happen, and you can't get in trouble for it.
Of course, that's a Canadian's advice. Yeah. I hear the accent, Aaron. Thanks,
hey,
thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, there goes Aaron. Thank you for nothing.
Well, good luck with that.
Shut up.
You'll be fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.